Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described how the COMEX Silver Futures Market for contracts maturing in September, as of last Friday, had an extra 200 million ounces that could be called for delivery, an amount more than 20% of annual worldwide silver mine and recycling supply. The COMEX market is mostly used by investors to invest in silver's price without taking custody of silver. As a result, COMEX silver inventories cover only a fraction of what could be called for delivery. As of Friday last week, COMEX warehouses had 31.7 million ounces of registered physical silver committed to deliver against maturing contracts. The open contracts in the COMEX silver market exceeded 687 million ounces, a coverage of only 4.6%. As of last Friday, more than 474 million ounces of silver were potentially owed for contracts maturing in September, about 200 million ounces more than typical. What could happen if this many silver contracts were owned, for instance, by Chinese manufacturers scrambling to find silver for the production of solar panels and other goods, and they demanded delivery of the physical silver a few weeks from now? We need only look back 25 years to the last time this happened. In mid-1997, the spot price of silver was about $4.50. Billionaire Warren Buffett judged this was a bargain. His Berkshire Hathaway began to purchase COMEX silver futures contracts with a maturity date in March 1998, eventually accumulating 129 million ounces. As the maturity date approached, Buffett said he wanted delivery of the physical silver. This squeeze on silver supplies caused the price of silver to jump more than 60% from the middle of 1997 to mid-February 1998. Buffett then let short sellers off the hook by agreeing to take delayed delivery. My understanding is that Buffett collected 50 cents per ounce in return for this extension. If a similar supply squeeze happens again over the next few weeks, it is entirely possible that the price of silver could jump 50%. Stay tuned. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.